could Charlie Sheen be going to prison? It's very possible.
Could be. Could be.
That's the latest. He could be facing up to 8 years, depending on who he told, who he didn't tell, with the HIV and all that different stuff. We do have our official attorney, Lisa Lanier, on the phone, because we have a lot of questions about not just Charlie Sheen, but people in his situation, as far as if you knew you have a deadly disease, or like HIV,
are you
or
in
AIDS.
A line to tell?
Yeah,
legally.
You have to tell. And can you sue? We have a lot of questions, Lisa. Good morning, Lisa, by the way.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Yeah, you know, Charlie Sheen could face criminal prosecution for this. And it's actually California has, for quite some time, had an HIV disclosure law that criminalizes the failure to tell your partners when you know you're HIV positive. And it breaks it down into, it's a felony if you willfully try to infect someone, like you're basically almost trying to murder them with HIV.
Mm-hmm.
And that's rare, but they do occasionally get people on that. And it's where you get some kind of really, you know, nutty person who, they pretty much have to have like a smoking gun piece of evidence, like emails or text messages, like, wah, ha, ha, you know, I got you, or I'm going to get you, or whatever. And that's usually in a, you know, like a really scorned lover situation or something. But the more common, and that one actually, they face up to 20 years. The more common one is a misdemeanor, which is punishable by just a few months in jail. And that's more the Charlie Sheen situation, where maybe he didn't disclose, but he wasn't trying to intentionally harm people.
But how can you, I understand, I mean, that's what the law is, but how can you, in your mind, think you're not intentionally trying to harm someone if you're going to have sexy time with someone unprotected, knowing you have HIV?
And knowing that there's a chance that they can get it.
Here's his explanation for that, and there's some medical support for this now. You know, HIV laws were based on HIV situation at a time when treatment was not as effective as it is right now. Mm. And so with the medication he takes, his blood tests negative for any presence of the virus. So a lot of times people in his situation think that they're no longer able to transmit it. I don't think that's technically true, but the medical technology has come so far and the medications have come so far that the likelihood is much less. And so I think he may have thought, you know, I'm probably not, the chances are very slim that I'm going to infect this person. The interesting thing about these criminal laws is usually the state, you know, has this huge burden of proof that a person committed a crime. And it's interesting that these laws almost attempt to shift the burden of proof, where people who are charged with these crimes often scramble to try to find emails or text messages or something to show that they notified people. And it's almost like it shifts the burden onto them. And that's not okay, and that's not how the law is intended to operate. But that is sort of what ends up happening. And there are even some HIV groups even have forms, like templates to go by, that they recommend in some of these states, particularly where there are more active laws about this. They recommend that you have your partner sign, or that you take your partner with you to a doctor's appointment so it's documented in a medical record, or minimally like text messages or emails or that sort of thing to show that you disclosed.
And would the court take into consideration, would the court take into consideration if you're hiring prostitutes? Like if you're a prostitute and you're trying to, would they take that in consideration? Like, oh, you're trying to file charges, but you were actually committing an illegal act at the time? Or does that not matter?
No, as far as the criminal prosecution itself goes, it doesn't really matter who the victims were.
I see.
It's really just about failing to disclose. And it is often, like in Charlie Sheen's situation, you know, he had sex with a lot of prostitutes. He had sex with a lot of porn stars. Mm-hmm. It doesn't really matter what where their moral compass is pointing. What really matters is that he just didn't disclose. And what he stands a much greater risk, and what he's already been fighting for years, is the civil lawsuit threat.
Yes.
Where he says he's already paid out about $10 million in settlements to former partners. And now it looks like he has two more partners who are joining a list of about six that are lined up to sue him now. And that's where he stands, I think, the greatest exposure and risk of harm, I guess, to him, or financial harm.
But what about
they're gonna tag him.
If he, let's say, for instance, he has sexy time,
yes,
with a girl,
mm-hmm,
and he didn't tell her that he was HIV,
mm-hmm,
but she didn't get it. Does she have still have a case of suing him if she didn't get it?
You mean because of the emotional state she's put in?
I don't
in?
Know. I mean, it seems like he's up for.
Yeah. A lot of these victims turn out who prevail in these lawsuits don't actually become HIV positive, but they have the emotional distress of worrying about it for years and that sort of thing.
But after I thought it was 6 months, they can tell if you have it or not.
That's supposed to be the case, but, you know, the people who say they were exposed often say, you know, it's very traumatic and they worry about it. But I think now they are saying at 6 months you should be okay.
You know, I read this morning that Jenny McCarthy, you know, actress Jenny McCarthy, is really upset. And I don't know if she's thinking of taking legal action, but she played Charlie Sheen's love interest on 2 and a Half Men.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, we didn't have sexy time, obviously, on the show, but she said we did kiss a lot, and she said she had to sign a some sort of form that said, like, do you have herpes, do you have cold sores. She said that they were told they had to disclose that information about themselves, and she said, and here he is with HIV and never disclosed any of it.
Right.
And so she thought, how is that fair that I have to, I think she said, I have to tell about a herpes if she had it, you know, if she did, and then he can just do whatever he wants.
I don't think AIDS is spread through kissing.
No, but she's saying, how is it that I have to give my soul and tell you what I have?
Yeah, if you're disclosing one STD, you might as well have it all out there.
And I understand her being upset about that. I do.
Yeah. So,
well, and there are a lot of these HIV disclosure cases that are based on erroneous information about transmission. Like, there are people who have been prosecuted recently for being HIV positive and spitting, say spitting on a police officer or something like that.
Yeah.
And that, you know, that's gross, but that doesn't transmit HIV, just like kissing doesn't transmit HIV. But that fear that put in the police officer has been the grounds for criminal prosecution of those people.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not always police officers, but it often is. But I do think, you know, it's interesting. A lot of states have legislation like this, a little bit over the majority of states. And I think you're definitely going to see, I think, some talk of prosecuting Sheen. I don't know that he'll actually be prosecuted, but these civil lawsuits, I would imagine, are going to start to really mount up. And the one thing, though, that I think these folks, I think that they have to be ready to face is, like, you know, if they end up being HIV positive, is how to actually prove that he did it, because they're, you know, a lot of these victims are prostitutes and porn stars.
I know, that'd be hard, right?
Other risk of exposure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that is, the court will look at that too. All right, very interesting. I think Charlie Sheen will be bankrupt. I mean, you have all these people coming forward, and I think the number will just rise and rise and rise, because he apparently was with hundreds, if not thousands, of different people.
It's a sad situation, really, for everyone involved, because then you think about his children, too, and how he won't be able to provide for them. Not that, I don't know. I don't know if they were ever on the forefront of his mind to begin with.
Didn't seem like it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, very risky behavior when you have children. All right, or any, if you have kids, or whether you have kids or not. But as always, Lisa, we appreciate it.